Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes, guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another full-time Devils podcast. I am Adam McCullough. Today, I am joined by Stephen Allison, Mr. Andy Tate, and of course, Jay as well with his big shiny head. We're here in the international break to talk about one thing and one thing only.
Yeah.
He does moisturise that. Brasso, but also, Colleen Rooney against Rebecca Vardy is well and truly kicking off, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't care about that. What I care about is the replies to it. The internet is undefeated.
Yeah.
The best one I immediately saw was Carragher and Neville Lallana in a tweet. And I just nearly died. I choked. I made like a dolphin noise. Like, it's got, like, on Monday Night Football, they've got it on the wall.
Oh, right, yeah.
And it's got them two like standing there pointing at it and someone's photoshopped the tweet into it. The internet's amazing.
Talking about Gary Neville, he didn't backtrack on the Vardy and Rooney thing like he backtracked on the thing he argued with me about, did he?
Not bitter or out, no.
Now, my dad texted me the other day, like, Ad, look, you're right.
Gary Neville was wrong. There's a shocker.
Do you want to get back to Rooney and Vardy? Because we don't want to talk serious stuff.
Let's not talk serious.
It's better than United at the minute.
As soon as I tried to push United back into it, all of you that's fake.
Just right. Like, they've got the impending absolute butt-fucking we're going to get from Liverpool next Sunday. So, yeah, let's talk about footballers' wives.
It reminds me of this. When I used to work in the office with my dad, every day I used to see this, it's obviously an old saying, lambs to the slaughter, but every day I used to see this bus of sheep driving to the slaughterhouse up the road.
All right.
And I used to just think, do they know where they're going? And that's us going to Old Trafford.
That is also in it.
That's us going to Old Trafford, lambs to the slaughter.
Is it lambs or sheep?
Both the same, aren't they?
No.
Lambs are young sheep, aren't they?
Yeah, but...
If you eat a sheep, are you eating lamb?
No.
I'm probably wrong, but I'm going to say it with conviction and confidence and make everyone think that I know what I'm talking about. Bingo. So I think like a lamb is like an 8 month or younger sheep. I think once you get to like 9 months, you're a sheep.
Is mutton sheep?
That's anything older than a lamb.
Right.
Okay, yeah, mutton's banging.
Mutton.
That's a proper young sheep, that though, to be like.
So when the same mutton dressed as lamb means like an old lady dressed as like a young one.
Yeah.
But it literally means someone's trying to serve you a 10 month old sheep and telling you it's lamb. Like, does it actually taste that difference 8 week out?
I'm not a big lamb fan, to be honest with you. I'm not.
Fruit and veg, yeah, it's nice, it's better. Yeah, as long as it's cooked right.
A lamb roast.
It's all right.
Lamb. Yeah, lamb.
Why do you always have to have mint sauce with lamb as well?
I know, man.
No one's ever gone, let's have a chicken and a bit of mint sauce.
I do.
You're fucking weird, man.
I have mint sauce in my roast.
With chicken?
Chicken, yeah.
Yeah, but only with a roast. Even with a roast, no. It's weird. Yeah.
Sure. Even on a sandwich? Mayonnaise and mint sauce?
Oh, shut the fuck up, man. That's weird.
Banging. Try it sometime.
Lamb chop and butter.
Lamb chop and butter?
Like applesauce is supposed to be for pork.
Oh, sandwich. Butter.
I
sandwich.
Pork. I have it with lamb.
Pork's on, mate. Banging. You don't know what you're
missing. We get back to the football, please.
No. Let's talk about Rebecca Vardy again.
Most black people I've met in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Didn't eat pork. So you saying that surprised me?
No, I went off it. I was at the time when I didn't eat pork, but it was just too nice. So I gave up and started eating it again. Yeah. I've got a few mates. I know what you mean.
Maybe my mate Farky eat everything ham once and pissed myself while he was doing it. He knew he was doing it.
That reminds me of royal family.
Didn't like holding down. You're just eating it like this, wounded. Just get down, you.
Yeah, but... Yeah, wait for Finn Ham.
You've never seen it in real family,
vegan Mrs. home.
Mate, that's men,
and Nana goes.
Mate.
Do you have wait for Finn Ham?
Someone's walked shit in here.
Royal family was class.
Dave!
Classy royal family.
Royal family was absolutely...
Absolute genius.
Is it the best British sitcom?
Yeah. Over the last 20 years, yeah.
No.
Oh, before Del Boy.
Phoenix Nights trumps it for me.
Oh, yeah.
Only Phoenix Nights, Only Fools and Horses, Royal Family.
People don't like Only Fools and Horses now because it doesn't stand up well in terms of political
correctness.
No,
I do.
But I still like it.
Still does, though.
It's funny.
I know they say
They say you can catch AIDS from a pair of scissors and things like that. And it's like,
the thing is though, comedy's not meant to be necessarily politically correct. It's meant to represent the caricature of what people are actually like. And are you telling me people don't say because I'll tell you they absolutely do.
Well, they did in them times.
And they definitely
did
in them times.
Yeah, of course they did. Do you know what I mean?
And I think they used the word coloured in that as well. But it's weird because like my grandma was an immigrant from Ireland, but she used the word coloured. I was probably a coloured grandson.
My grand, but she didn't. My grand was using it until about it. 2 years ago. I gave up trying to tell her otherwise.
Right,
don't worry about
this
it.
This has definitely gone west this week.
Let's keep going into the forest. Let's see where it takes us. Next thing we'll be talking about Al Qaeda.
Take us into the forest. You've been watching the Blair Witch Project.
Harry's will be buzzing about this.
Do you know what Blair Witch Project was actually?
I'd like to apologise to the people from Harry's
time, wasn't it? That was a great film.
Was that the one where I thought it was Pony?
Well, all the snot really down his nose.
I was like 13 or 14 when
I went to the cinema
to
see it. It was absolute shite. Everyone was raving about it because it was different. It was on a camcorder and all the rest of it. But I didn't think it was all that.
It's just dawning on me that I've never seen it.
The very end, yeah, that's the scary bit. Yeah, I'll give you that.
It's just dawning on me that I've never seen it.
It's not all that, mate.
I'm going to drop a spoiler alert in for you. So they're in the woods. They're going on about this thing. And there's like this rumour going around that there's a guy that... he'll kidnap you, and he doesn't like to just kill people. He makes you stand in the corner while he kills someone else, and then it's all cause it's shot on a camcorder. Is it a found footage thing?
Yeah. It's like found. It was like the first
paranormal
one to do
activity.
That. Yeah, it's like the first
so
thing. To, first
the
film
very
to
very
that.
Ending of the film. Spoiler alert: is a guy sort of gets dragged down some stairs into a basement, don't he?
Yeah.
And then you see someone standing in the corner facing the wall, and then it just ends, and you're like, ah.
So it is scary like that bit at the end, but the preceding 2 hours is absolutely
dross. Because like most horror films, they've got a bit of a jumpy part in it. And I hate that sort of shit.
I like horror films that make me feel
like real.
Do you
know what, I should watch it again. Is it any good? Because I was in a dark place when I was in the cinema at the time drinking cider and all sorts of shit was going on. I'm not going to lie.
It was good. I haven't watched it since, so I don't know.
I was only about 18 when it came out. And yeah, I think I was half levered. Yeah. So
horror films.
I don't like horror films. I'm too...
They need to be real.
Fragile mentally.
Yeah, I don't think you and horror films in a good mix. I would not watch a horror film with you just in case I woke up dead.
I'm about to walk out of the cinema.
Scary movies, more
like with like gunfire scenes.
Saving Private Ryan and all that.
Anyway, I need to leave.
When you told me what happened to two misses and you had a nightmare.
Yeah, that's happened a lot. I've done room clearances in my head. I've volleyed the missus straight out of bed. strangled her.
That is a room clearance.
If you just tune in, this is the Full Time Devils podcast. You haven't accidentally gone to PTSD Central.
Right? Yeah. You could just tell it's the international break, and the only thing we've got to talk about is.
I know, mate. Listen, I'm rather here about.
Who wins?
Are we all Team Rooney here or what?
I saw a tweet before, which is it's all kicking off in the Vardy household this morning. Rebecca's shrieking blue murder. Jamie's on his 9th Red Bull of the morning. It's only 10:30.
That's funny. Jamie Vardy's probably the only person that loves energy drinks more than you.
Yeah, you do love energy drinks.
Have you cut down a lot now?
Some water. Hey, for our listeners there. Shit. Stephen House is not on a Red
Fucking
Bull.
Fucking jacked and tanned me at the minute, son.
He's changed, man.
Mate, you have changed. Seriously. I got a message once saying I've just seen Stephen House buying a Red Bull.
Just once.
Nice one.
I'm starting to worry for you, actually, with you being sober and all that, because we're shit at the moment.
Mate, it's a test of my sobriety, I'm telling you what. Hey, I've done
that.
Listen,
like
I've
brought
been,
that back
do you know
for
I've
the
been
people?
Sober throughout the entire post-Fergie era as well? Well, almost. I'm 5.5 years. So
you're the fucking problem.
I think since I stopped drinking.
This is the lowest of the low. You look at alcohol as a friend now, don't you?
I think your kids and your missus.
I'm a pirate at the minute.
Say again?
I drink rum like I'm a fucking pirate, me, at the minute.
No, I think I know full well that the only way I could make this situation any worse is if I got back on it.
For a pure social experiment, let's just get twisted, Jay. Fuck it.
Let's not drag it down to that dark place. It will be like Blair Witch.
What's the worst that can happen?
Listen, last thing I need to be doing now is...
That rum bar we found in... sorry, Andy.
We get done by Liverpool, I'll be on the Southern Comfort, me. I tell you, straight after kick-off.
Oh, Mrs. I don't really get it, me. Rum's my tipple of choice at the minute.
Rum was always good for the away, dark rum. You know, when you couldn't drink on the coach, so you used to have it in your coat, didn't you? Yeah. It looks,
my old man still brings his flask in with whiskey in his pocket.
Do you not search him and like touch him up and that?
Well, he's Asian as well, he gets away with it.
What's going on here?
Ridiculous.
What is going on with this?
We voted Brexit.
How are Asian people sneaking in things into Old Trafford? What is going on?
We didn't vote for this.
Quick, someone get Fan Hag on the phone.
Yeah, Harry's are definitely learning.
We've got some explaining to do. Wait, let's talk about some football.
You don't want to look like Al Qaeda. No, what? They have lengthy beards.
We'll get to that later.
That's two.
Yes.
Oh, my head's gone.
Right, the autopsy from Sunday.
I'll tell you how bad it is when Andy Tate's the one who's getting us back on track when he's like, no, come on.
I didn't come here to talk football.
Enough tomfoolery now, boys. Let's
definitely not United, at least. I'll talk other football.
Yeah.
Go on, Andy. What you want to say?
Go on.
Because you're the only one that wants to talk about football.
There's a war coming. I was going to say that. There is a war coming.
Are Al Qaeda involved?
Oh,
three.
No, come on. Like I say, we've got a big game week on Sunday, and it's not looking good, is it? Really not looking good. It's a potential catastrophe.
Did they break a record if they beat us as well for consecutive wins?
Yeah, I think every game they win now is a new record for them.
Not in general, though. Did City do 19, didn't they?
No, City did 15, so they're not...
No, don't they equal it by... beating us equaled it or something.
That's fucking depressing, isn't it? That shows how.
But are they any good though? I mean, really?
Liverpool. Just VAR, innit? It's helping them.
European champions.
Yeah. Anyone can be European champions. Chelsea was European.
That was so too
Forest won too.
He dived on Saturday, man, didn't he? Of course he did.
Exactly, they cheated all the way, all these games.
That was a foul though. It was a penalty.
No, it wasn't.
It was a penalty.
Contact's not a foul.
It was a penalty.
A foul is a foul,
regardless of whether a player goes down.
I think
or not.
That, you know,
no, but contact isn't a foul.
I think,
but it was a foul.
It doesn't help though when you look like Mark O'Brien.
Did he get the ball?
Because he just looks like someone who's just dopey, doesn't he? And like, do you know what I mean? He's got such of the Phil Neville's about him where when he commits a foul or it looks like a foul, you look at him, you think, yeah, that's a foul.
Do you reckon Matty Longstaff would have been working on the waltzes if he weren't a footballer?
That's a good one. That I don't know. Probably.
Why? Why are we saying that?
I don't know. They don't want to talk about football.
Are they travellers?
I don't know.
Oh. I don't know.
Looks like a guy that's got a pair of great night jogging bottoms in his locker, doesn't it?
Remember Rayvon?
Rayvon.
The louder you scream, the faster the ride. Right. Shabba.
Shabba.
Yeah, Shabba.
The best bit is when, what's his name? The one with the glasses and he takes a jab behind the bar.
Oh, Spencer.
And he goes in on his interview and he goes, well... you won't be paying my wages because the DSS.
You're hired.
But when he's walking through the thing, clearing the smoke, smacks Potter's head. That's my favourite.
Phoenix Knights is so good.
I love Kenny.
Wanted more so desperately.
I love Kenny. Like six episodes.
You did get it a bit from Max and Paddy. But
it wasn't quite the same.
Max and Paddy was a step down. It's like when Joey did his spin-off after
Friends. That was terrible.
Mate, don't get me started on Friends.
I've had messages about his
views
on Friends.
Do not get me started on Friends.
People message me because he don't like... No, it's not.
Friends is shit.
Jennifer Aniston.
Why is Friends a big deal?
If it birthed was Jennifer Aniston...
Listen, yeah, Jennifer Aniston, that's all you need to say.
Every day, and like, because I watch South Park, the last thing at night, if I switch my TV on the next day, Friends is on. And sometimes I watch it for 20 minutes. I don't laugh once. But this is apparently one of the most funniest things ever.
One of the greatest comedies.
It's not funny.
it's not meant to be laugh out loud.
You got
funny.
that one bird that sings shit songs.
Phoebe.
That aren't funny either.
Smelly cat. Smelly cat. She's
supposed to be funny. How is that funny?
Get me a guitar. I'll reincite it.
Ooh, don't bring me a pretty lady.
It's a shit show.
You're not laughing.
It's a shit show.
Listen, when someone eats Ross's sandwich, it's hilarious.
And then you hear that they get paid.
Pivot!
They got paid That's not funny!
Why am I laughing?
Yes. I did that downstairs when we were moving them chairs and no one knew what I was on about.
It's because it's shit, it. Jay.
He didn't know what he was on about.
It's because it's shit.
Yeah, Pepsi Max up Jay's nose, I know.
This is what's come to. I'm snorting Pepsi Max now. I can't,
at least
I can't drink
the other Coke.
Hey, I can't drink and snort Coke, so.
I'll do Fanta Dark.
Pepsi Max.
Pepsi all right? Yes, it is.
See, Andy tried to get us on the football, but we weren't going out of it.
Just absolutely point blank refuse.
I'll tell you what is terrible, that's popular, Big Bang Theory.
That's awful.
Right.
That's
dog shit. But again,
so bad.
And they got
here's
spin-off.
The formula. Banging bird, wearing very little, don't really need a plot.
Penny.
Is she banging?
Oh yeah, she's banging, all right. Yeah, she's banging. She's hot.
Right. It's not what you're saying. It's the fact that we have an audience today and you're just saying things like that. Where if, it was, if my missus was there, I'd be eating this microphone. Trust me. I'd be getting this microphone wrapped right round my head.
I'll get the Mad Simpson
camera.
Expression later.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Oh,
he's not even allowed to say he loves Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Yeah, even that's assessed in the waters.
Listen, there's an absolute banger of a game that's on this weekend. What's going on here now?
What are you doing here?
Oh, yes. Salford's in the rugby.
Right. No, we went to that one.
You're into your rugby, aren't you?
I should think so.
And you're in Salford, yeah?
Yeah.
Salford. That's fair enough, right? I don't mind people like that. But all this bandwagon jumping on Salford.
You used to play?
No, that's why I'm not having a dig at you.
I've been hammered for it. I played for Salford.
I know. That's why I'm not having a dig at you, personally.
I'm not going, but I really hope to because do it.
People who've never even fucking been near Salford, all of a sudden loving Salford, bores me.
No, it was Warrington and Wigan.
Memorable game then, yeah.
I didn't know what was going on.
You know,
I went to one bloke outside the ground. Remember, we was doing the interviews and we just stuck the mic in his face and he just went,
Rugby League! Nick, I'll send it you and you can throw it in. It's some
Rugby League.
We've got it as a gif and a little finger.
Do you know what? I used to cover it for when I was in radio now and again, just the grand final and stuff like that. And it's mad to me that you get fans of other teams going to watch it.
But the tickets are open sale.
I've probably been to, out of the last 10 years, probably 5 of the grand finals because it's a weird culture. You don't get it in football. You wouldn't have like Liverpool fans like, oh, it's sitting United in the final this year. We'll go and get the neutrals. Yeah.
It used to happen in football back in the day. Because when you chat to Ray and that, Ray will say when United were away, he'd go Main Road.
My dad went to an FA Cup final once at City in 81 when he played Spurs because he got a ticket. Yeah, he went.
If one of us got spotted at City or Liverpool,
there'd be
murders, isn't it?
He's actually a City fan.
And it's like,
I was told them Athletic, it don't get broadcast.
Mate, you work there.
I know,
that does get broadcast.
Yeah, over the last
year. I get sent pictures of you.
You're only going to hold them because you want to see some football. Football.
Some football. You've got to save them out of prices United
at the moment. Salford. Yeah. People are like, you fucking tweet about it. Like, no, I don't tweet about it.
That's why I can't say you're a fucking bandwagon jumper and like other people that have been like there and thereabouts with Salford, like Webby and all the rest of it. But it's like when you get people who just, I've never heard them mention it once
on
and
Twitter.
They're like,
people are like, Salford is great. They've never fingered it. I'm trying to find some photos of me playing because I've got a few from the, because someone was like, but you don't even know where the Willows is. Like, I played there.
Wow. I love that shit.
You
love a good bandwagon, don't you?
Yeah.
Questions. If they fucking win this this weekend, I'm going to be in that fucking canal on top of O'Neill's barge from mid knob out going fucking mental.
Webby's in there somewhere.
We'll wait till Adam's spoken about football in some capacity before we move on to that.
Some questions. Jack Smith.
Are they football related?
Yeah. Who wins in a fight, Colleen Rooney or Rebecca White?
My money's actually right. Even though I want Colleen to win, I think Rebecca wins.
Why?
Because she's a unit.
Right. I think Colleen's in got a nice bit way. Of a, she's got I like mean, a bit of a Hungarian sort of like, shot put sort of stature see, going on. She's scouse, which means that she's going to go dirty early. I reckon there's like a scrappiness about her. I reckon Rooney's allegedly...
Oh,
hang on.
Oh, do you know what though? Actually, you might have a thing because like all that pent up anger from things she's had to like just...
From
ignore.
All of the time
ignore.
She's had to
ignore
all of the phone
certain
calls
things,
she's
yeah.
had to,
that's I, called ba- yeah. it's like a thing in law when I did my law degree there's this thing called battered women syndrome
right
so but women could like, get you know like when men like mistreat women over a long period of time
like you know like,
just little things
yeah
and then they crack and kill them
yeah
like they get away with it
she could snap
it was like
yeah there was that woman who got away with it she smashed her husband's head in the kitchen
but, probably deserved it.
Yeah, he did. Well, she went to jail for 8 years, but on appeal, she's just recently released her because he was horrible. He made her sign a contract and all that before he like, don't interrupt when I'm talking and all this shit.
Where'd you get these contracts?
I don't know. I tried it. I suggested it in our house.
Whoa.
Yeah.
W.H. Smith. You just have to fill in the name.
It's like a template.
It's like bullet points.
It's like a template.
You know, when I'm talking, you're not. When I make a point, you agree with
it's
it.
It's like them things people make when FIFA comes out.
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
Don't interrupt me while I'm playing.
Like the World Cup thing, yeah.
Like, why are you trying to make your pretend girlfriend sign a fucking contract?
Exactly. You blatantly have it, yeah. 100%.
Who wins then? Colleen or?
I'm going Rebecca.
I don't know, you know, because
I want Colleen, but
I've got
I think
a crackhead
Rebecca.
Vibe about Rebecca.
I just think Rebecca.
You can't
like,
keep a crackhead down like zombies.
Yeah, I think like.
You see him get run over and pop up.
Rebecca,
don't you?
Mate, you see when she's in the jungle? She was like.
I watch that shit.
No, man, I do. She's.
That
she's
like I say.
Prediction.
Vardy or Rooney's wife.
I say Colleen on points because I reckon she's got a bit of a wrestle about her.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
I want Colleen to win.
I want Colleen to win, but I don't
Jack
know.
Says, who wins in a fight? Wayne Rooney or Jamie Vardy?
Chat shit, get mad.
Jamie Vardy's got a bit of a crackhead vibe about him.
No.
Colleen's family got a bit of a boxing background, like a dad or something like that. I've heard that over.
Rooney's family has as well. Yeah, yeah, so got flattened by Phil Bards.
There's a bit of boxing in there, so yeah, she'd definitely take her head off.
Oh, man. I mean, Red Bull's Jamie Vardy allowed beforehand.
He won't be having a party, though.
Here's a great one. Instead of deactivating his account, has Ollie really just blocked everyone on Twitter except Rebecca Vardy?
Do you reckon he actually DM'd that dude?
I don't know.
Let's talk about that, actually.
No,
right, give a bit of context to it, then, because people might
this
not.
Guy, so Rebecca Vardy? Oh, that? Oh.
Yeah.
So this guy, I believe, was tweeting or
United Arena, isn't it? It's actually like really United good for United stats. Yeah. Check them out, they're actually pretty good.
Yeah. So United Arena, they share quotes, share stats, share things like that. And they tweeted him like a message of support. And he replied back saying, I'm glad you can see some improvement.
Glazes out.
We're trying to. Yeah. But it's like,
what is
I tried to do all the usual zooming in to see if it was a Photoshop and all that. It didn't look like a Photoshop. But I don't know. Like,
so it looks like he's logged in, gone, and then deactivated his account. Which is hilarious if he has.
But sometimes his methods to this, like he probably knows if I DM a big Manchester United account, they're going to share that and then I deactivate.
They'll see that I've deactivated because they'll click on it.
Yeah. Because there was a point where we knew that was his account, and then in a press conference he denied it was his account. There was a denial somewhere where it wasn't his account, and then... Because he said he wasn't on social media, do you remember?
Is it not right, though?
Confirm or deny.
Is it not right, though? Do you not think that he shouldn't really have a Twitter account?
I don't care.
I don't have one.
At the end of the day, it's a fucking matter.
I don't have one.
I'm mandatory.
You know what I mean? I don't have one.
Yes, and I consider that to be exactly the same as Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
I'm not on a level with him, but I don't have one.
Right. Well, Mike Phelan's got one.
Yeah, now how good does that look now in retrospect with all them tweets he was doing fucking 6 months ago? Like... showing off.
Follows me, Mike Field.
Is Ed Woodward got one?
Right, okay, then, yeah. I wish he did.
Do you know what?
So
they've all got one, right? They've all got one.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Whether it's got their name on it or whether it just says Smiggins.
Yeah.
Smiggins.
I don't know. Whatever. Like, not Ed Woodward.
Yeah. William says, do you believe United will finish in the top 10?
Yeah.
Top 10, yeah, definitely.
Look, at the minute, it's dog shit. Don't make me talk about football, but we're going to, right? It's well shit at the moment, but we've got like 4 or 5 first choice players out. This squad was paper thin, and then you take half of it away, you're dealing with just dross at the
end. And you'd argue that our 3 best players are out.
Yeah.
In Pogba, Martial, and Wan-Bissaka.
Oh, not Luke Shaw.
Right, sorry, yeah. But our 4 best players. No, but our most talented, gifted players are probably Martial and Pogba, and probably our best natural defender is Wan-Bissaka.
Well, the only good thing I'm going to take out of this is because there'll be no European football next season, and it's going to cripple them upstairs.
That's good for us.
No, the conference.
No European football.
Well, isn't the Europa Conference coming in next year?
That's why I want us to finish 10th, 11th, so we don't even get conference.
We may as well finish 10th rather than 6th, because does anyone want Europa?
Another trophy that we need to win.
Oh, no.
Listen, watch how I spin this at the end of the season when we come 10th and I'm fucking banging that Europa Conference pot one, right?
Get relegated.
Another trophy that we needed to win. We've already completes
the set.
Now we've got to complete the set.
We've never won the Europa Conference. It's the one thing we never achieved.
That, we've got to go for the leasing.com trophy as well, because never won that neither.
These are our goals
for this season. Leasing.com.
We're doing a trade. I ain't even paid for it.
Harry's
it's leasing.com. Right,
leasing.
Yes. Right. Harry's, the personal grooming guys, they sent us.
So you don't look like Al Qaeda?
They sent me and Adam McCullough one of their packs. So it's like, if you don't know about Harry's, they do like a personal shaving experience. So you get sent products, you send it out to you, so you get like a razor and gel and all the rest of it. And it's like sort of a high standard, so it's like, you know, it feels like you've been to a professional barber who does, you know, when you have your shave at the barbers and all the rest of it. So they sent one to me and Macca. Obviously I've used it. You can tell the difference. Nice and smooth, looking fresh. Didn't use it on my head. You can't use it on my head.
Just used it on my chin.
Used it. And it is, he can sell it. It does feel good. And it's like one of those where, you know, it's not priced, it's not overpriced and everything. We've got to deal with them as well. So it's like, you can get a free trial set for $3.95. So if you support our podcast, you get your trial set delivered to you, including a razor handle, 5-blade cartridge, foaming shave gel, and a travel blade cover. So go to harrys.com/devils. That's harrys.com/devils. Now, we'll put a link in the description. And like I said to you, it is one of those, you know, like you see these adverts, you think, you know, razors and all the rest of it, and there's loads of them on the telly, but it is a decent deal. It's a really good deal because $3.95 for a trial set. Get it, check it out. We've been using it, me and Macca, and it's, you know, it's one of those where it's nice.
Rip off now.
It's not exactly, this is like a proper bargain, and it's done the trick. You know, you're getting quality, and what they do is there. It's all sort of like self-sufficient. Started by two guys called Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys, fed up with overpriced races. Started Harry's, don't know why they chose that name.
Maybe the dad's
Jeff,
name.
Yeah, Jeff and Andy. So maybe they compromised. We won't call it Jeff, we won't call it Andy, we'll call it Harry's. So they bought their own factory, so it's all like in-house. Did it all themselves, and they're doing really well, and it's worth checking out.
Jay, do people want to know if you shave your nuts with it?
No, I didn't shave my nuts with it. I used it only on my chin and my neck and my
nipples.
Under my nose. Macca did a bit of a trim. You see difference here, because he's obviously got a beard, so he did a bit of trim.
I did a full thing. X-rated.
No.
Not X-rated.
What's X-rated?
Fucking scrotum shaving.
That's not X-rated. That's a vital piece of male grooming, Andy.
Boom. Looking at most people have beards now, including like 75%.
Exactly. So if you've got a beard, you can still use it.
By the way, Harry's don't want you to use them on your face.
And if you've got nuts,
yeah.
Don't want you to use them on your face.
Yeah, use it on your face. He's done it to trim his beard. I've done it to get rid of... Yeah.
Before I came.
Exactly. So it's worth checking out. Go and have a look in the link in the description.
harrys.com/devils. Back to these questions now. Honest opinions on Ollie's tactics and substitutions.
Not good. He's
that's from Ian.
He's playing a defensive formation when he's obviously wanted to play the United way, which is attacking.
What do you mean defensive formation?
Well, you say like Pogba's a holding midfielder and he's holding back. It's a tight back four with McTominay and Pogba can't go forward as much. They're keeping it tight and you can't release the players to go forward.
I'm not sure it's necessarily a defensive formation.
But I think the point he's making in regards to Paul Pogba starting from deep is a valid one. And I think that...
No, isn't it? Actually, I totally agree. I wouldn't call 4-2-3-1 defensive.
I don't think it's set up to be defensive, but the way it plays out, it turns out to be...
He played Fred and...
Is it Pereira?
Yeah. Was it Astana? It was Europa League. And you're just like, it's 4-2-3-1, but it's not defensive.
Justin Morehouse done a cracking tweet about Fred. There was something I'd rather...
Oh, yeah, it's Fred. There's about 10 Freds I can think of I'd rather see play for United. Who was the other one? Fred West. And who was the other one?
I don't know.
I couldn't think of one. Fred West. I couldn't think of another Fred.
Freddy Krueger.
Maybe he was going into the wrong situation.
Fred McCann? No.
No, it's not.
There's been a lot of Phoenix Knights theme talk today, isn't it?
He was on it, Justin Morehouse. With a tiger face.
Yeah. Say what gets rid of
turned
that.
Turned into meat.
Human shit.
Wearing a City shirt.
He's got Ad Swarfiga on his
face.
Yeah,
how did that happen? How did they end up wearing a City shirt in it when he's a red? I don't know. Because they've been like, put that on. No.
Do you remember when Max's brother gets shot in a United shirt? By his dad's old Mauser.
Yeah, Mauser, yeah.
You know what I love doing?
Take his shots on the Mauser.
And you just hear him go, screaming.
It went through. It was an open, clean wound.
He goes, it's my granddad's gun that shot a German with it. He goes, in the war. Like Benador.
Phoenix Knights was so fucking good, man.
There's about three people watching this that can relate.
It's about 20 years old as well.
Nostalgia,
man. About 2001 it came.
Mate, I love it. I love it when they ring, when he's in bed and they ring him. Mixu Patalainen.
Oh,
your club's on fire.
Yeah. How far away are they?
How far away are they?
Is it bulletproof? It's like that when the oven tray, is it bulletproof? Oh, it's non-stick.
Yeah. What does he say when she goes, do you take NUS? He goes, no, I don't take
any of that shit, love, and neither should you.
See, now he's giving directions. And
do you know what's crazy, though? If Bolton Wanderers went under, that scene would have just been... Kids in 20 years would have been watching that like on gold. Can you hear the hell of Bolton?
Madeline. Who's Bolton?
Bolton.
Jolly FM coming in your ears.
So good. That Peter Kay thing's been as well. Have you seen that? The Ice Cream Man one.
Oh, is that
there's loads of them when he's like
little skits. Yeah,
like,
yeah,
he
yeah,
like
yeah,
works
yeah.
at the arena.
Goes, like, Phoenix Knights. That's how
the
yeah.
arena one's good.
Can you frisk kids?
But that's where Thingy came from.
Phoenix Knights is on it.
You know the fire safety officer.
Keith Laird.
Oh yeah, he drew the fire exit. So looks like a dog.
Do you know the best bit about that episode is the disclaimer at the end where they go, "Keith Laird." Keith Laird is in no way related to the fire Bolton fire safety officer Keith Laird, who had a fondness for dogs. You're like,
you get an Alsatian.
Oh my god, it was a real guy.
Hey, you get an Alsatian.
You get an Alsatian.
Testify.
And Wolf, it went up.
Disco Inferno.
The bully. People who've not watched it are like, what are you fucking talking about?
It's really bad for people that
someone shags a dog. Yeah. Allegedly shags a dog.
Yeah, well, they don't.
He literally
uses paint to Photoshop him on the dog.
The technology in that is quality. The disco machine kills him. Oh, the captain.
Take him out here. It's murder. Put him in there.
Put him in the penitentiary suite.
What's the game again? Dash boot.
Oh, yeah, the pistol.
All right, stop it now. We need to have these conversations on our own. Because literally no one at home cares. Martial seemingly coming back soon.
Thank God.
Pitches have been returning to training. How much of a miss has he been, or do you think he hasn't been a miss and the problems would have still been there with him in the team?
They might have been, because I think Chelsea have survived this little transitional period better than us, because they've got a very good midfield, and that midfield is creating chances for the forwards. Our forwards need to do better, probably about 20% better, I think, but they're not getting the chances. Simply, just pure and simple, not getting chances. When you look at, go look at all of the shots that United are having. They're outside the box, they're weird angles, they're defenders in front of them. How many times have we put someone, look at the two goals Traore scored against City. I mean, that's because the City team's attacking and he's breaking away. But that's the sort of... If you're a counter-attacking team, that's what you should aim to be scoring.
On that note, can I just ask you, though? And I'm with you, I agree. But is there an argument that our forwards aren't getting into some of the positions they should be getting into? Because they're not naturally...
Did anyone ever say that against... When Baby Beckham throws it in? No, you might be right. And I don't think Rashford is a predatory number nine.
Because there was a couple of times against Arsenal...
He's not a number nine.
...where I saw the ball probably sort not. Of lifted to the back pole, whatever, where just... Maguire, I think, once headed down. I might be misremembering, but I think... And he just... A little bit of a poacher's instinct, I think someone would have been in there. And it's not; it shouldn't all be on Marcus, but it is. That's the way where we're at. And I just... Is that missing as well? Is it both, or is it just purely...
It's both. The thing is, everybody wants black and white answers. Is it Ollie, or is it the board? Both.
I was just about to ask you that.
Is it Rashford, or is it the midfield? It's both.
Because we see a lot of people, you know, at this moment of time, turning their attention to the Glazers. What could Ollie do better? I seen you did a video the other day. Yeah. Five things were getting wrong.
For me,
what could Ollie be doing better? And Andy, feel free to chip in.
All right, okay.
Feel free to chip it in. But what can he do better?
He needs to press more.
Our press is actually pretty good, you know. There was a couple of times against
Our first game of the season, we were very lucky against Chelsea, and you like I say, we won 4-0, but we hit them on the break, and that was it.
I think this has been overegged, you know.
At times we deserve to win that game. Our press go in and it's one player won't go.
Yeah, it's not systematic.
We don't see the whole team pressing at times, and you can look like a headless chicken.
I just think, you know, going back to what you mentioned, Alison, about Chelsea's midfield compared to ours, without Pogba, that midfield, I'm sorry.
It's shit.
And we all go on about McSauce, and we all like the way that
we don't
it's
all
funny.
Go on about
all right, yeah, about you, 10 you, you've been quite consistent with that. And we like the way Pereira gets stuck in, and we like the way that Fred sends it into Rose Ed when it's funny when you're winning. But by and large, that midfield would not get into anyone's team in the top 10. And it's our midfield. You take Paul Pogba out of midfield and we have a bang average midfield and probably the worst midfield I've seen as United.
But also touching on something that Andy mentioned earlier, whether the formation itself in itself is defensive or not, we do seem to have curbed our enthusiasm. We're not really going for it as much as we once were.
Where's that form from Christmas till March?
Because we've not got the quality on the form from Christmas till March. There's a few things that need to be addressed here. The first one on the shape. For me, having that double pivot at the bottom, it doesn't give us options ahead of the ball. And that for me is the issue. When we don't have players that can move the ball quickly. And part of the reason that for the fact we don't have players that can move the ball quickly is because when they look up, they go, no options. If we had one pivot instead of a double pivot and just 1-6 there and 2-8s ahead of him rather than 1-10 you can easily deal with and mark, you've got another option. When Maguire, here's two things that I liked and hated at the same time for different reasons. Maguire and Axel stepped into midfield because they're both good ball playing centre halves against Newcastle. And I enjoyed seeing that, and I liked seeing that. And that's something I wanted to see a lot more of, and it's something I wanted to see when we signed Harry Maguire. But what happened when he stepped into midfield is, I saw it, he ran past, I think it was McTominay on the left-hand side of midfield, and Axel ran past Fred on the right side of midfield. And that's wrong. When they step into midfield, they're meant to create an overlap. They're meant to have, let's say Harry Maguire moves into midfield. Whoever that number six is needs to shunt off to the side and occupy some space and be an option for him. Not just let him run past, like if I'm here now, Andy's run past me. I'm the midfield, I'm supposed to be ahead of my defender. I need to go move in a space. But they ran past both of them. Both of them just standing there with a finger up their ass. And then Harry Maguire's moved into midfield. Now, what's he got options-wise? He's got two wingers, a 10 and a striker. Are we asking Harry Maguire to put a ball in for Rashford? We shouldn't be. He's supposed to give it to the midfield, and the midfield's meant to find Rashford. But because we don't have the bodies in that final third occupying space, occupying a man, whenever he tries to play a ball in there, they've got numbers, and that's the issue. And that goes back to, that's something I think Ollie needs to improve on. But it also goes back to why was we so good for the first 3 months of Ollie's reign? The very, very simple answer is Ander Herrera.
Don't get me started.
Go look at
that tweet that's been going about recently.
Well, I'm a fuck it, I'm wounded, right? Because I had all Monday and Tuesday, I had the lads looking into why. How many shots was we having? How many shots was we conceding? What was the main difference? Our average starting 11 during that time was De Gea in net, Luke Shaw, Ashley Young, Phil Jones, Lindelof. Phil Jones actually better than people give him credit for in that run. The midfield was a midfield three, and it was Herrera, Pogba and Matic. And the forward three was Jesse Lingard, Marshall and Rashford. And we played a 4-4-2 diamond at times against the top six teams. And it was a 4-3-3 with Lingard coming off the right and fucking making it dead narrow against everybody else. That was the team that was dicking people. Then the injuries happened. Matic got injured, Lingard got injured, Rashford got injured but carried on playing. Who else got injured? Was it Pogba?
Pogba had knocks.
Martial, did you say Martial?
Yeah. Right, he might have got injured as well. Yeah. So if Ollie wants to go back to what he was doing and was successful, we haven't got Ander Herrera. So I don't know what the fuck you're going to do to fill that hole, because let me tell you, none of them can fill
it. Is it a case of personnel then?
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely.
So isn't it up to the manager then to maybe try something? Because this is my criticism of Mourinho as well. You can't always be one-dimensional.
He's got to try something new. I wanted to see him try something new. And maybe could Jimmy Garner be Ander Herrera? Probably not this week.
For example, Rashford's out of form.
Zlatan.
Great Greenwood on the bench. Like, some of these things, I know you've got to balance between, you know, blooding them in slowly, not just pushing them in.
Do you know why you blood them in slowly? Because I only learnt this in the last 4 or 5 weeks. Do you know why?
I know what you're going to say, but go on.
Do you know why? Do you know why?
No.
This is what you were talking about. I mean, you were talking about
probably, yeah. So I talked to the academy players and I said, fucking had a great game there, you know, especially like the likes of Brandon Williams. His rise into the team, I'm fucking loving at the moment. Because I love that crazy little dickhead. I really do. But when you speak to them and you go, how was the game? How did you find it? How did you do this? How did that? They go, I was dead after that game. The physicality of playing men's football versus 19s and 23s, which just proves how shit them levels are, how they don't prepare you to come into the Premier League, how the reserve team system needs overhauling entirely so they're playing more.
So do we need to utilise our loan system?
Yeah, but you're not going to loan a 17-year-old Mason Greenwood out.
But if you look at Chelsea, they're now benefiting from Tammy Abraham having had that. Because he had this kind of phase that Rashford's going through at Swansea.
No, scored five goals in 34 games.
No one cared then.
No. And then he goes to Villa and all the rest of it. And he's
Tammy Abraham was always class.
Axel. Yeah. Even, we can even use Axel as an example. He's come back ready.
They really do. Yeah. They really correct. Do. I'm going to say this now. I won't be surprised in the next month you're going to hear Zlatan rumours. His contract's up.
That's not coming.
No, I'm just saying.
I don't think Ollie does it.
Well, we ain't got a fucking option, mate. You know, it's funny.
Someone tweeted the other day a memory of them at Newcastle 9 years ago. I think it was Bealey on Twitter. And Ashley Young was in the stands, stood next to him at Newcastle.
I like him in the stand.
9 years later, he was starting as captain at Newcastle. It's kind of like, how can Solskjaer possibly... So I understand why we'd sign Zlatan. I understand it. But how can you possibly justify signing a player that left the club injured? We let him go to America. And now You're going to spin a story that this is needed to help us move forward.
We might 49 goals in 52 appearances.
I know, no, right. But listen to what I'm saying.
In America,
we let him leave the club. We let him leave the club because we were moving forward. We brought Lukaku to replace him and all this.
Well, you need a stopgap. You need a temporary solution.
I do believe
solution.
That we need someone of his stature and his experience. I think we need someone of it. Because even when we were speaking
last, you take
Larson,
the pressure
like,
off Rashford. You take the pressure off Jesse. He might just get your top six. He might just get
I don't
you.
Want top six.
I just don't
I
see.
Want top four, or I don't want European football.
I don't. For starters, I don't think he'd do it. I don't think he would. I think he knows his levels. I think he knows. I know he's a very arrogant man, but I think if he came back to United now, come back to the Premier League after, you know, Bradley Wright Phillips is like one of the best players in
Carlos
the
Vela just yeah. Didn't he have 27 shots against Burnley in one game as well? Him had 20 odd shots. So, we don't have 20 odd shots in a month at a fucking
like
minute.
Such a different level. People were saying about Rooney, weren't he, when he started banging in goals for DC United. Getting back at United, no, it's not. The level's so different. And what is Zlatan, 38? 37, 38? Mate, he's not going to come in the Premier League.
He's
a freak.
He's a freak.
Do his job now.
He is a freak, and he's been a brilliant player, and I loved him here at 28.
It's just make us more of a laughing stock than we already are, and that's saying something. I think it would.
I don't think that's a good sign for the club.
Well, do you think we're going to have to get some money in January?
I think we were talking.
I think someone like Ben Yedder would have been. It can't be Zlatan. No.
Ben Yedder was a good shout when he's
30 million. That fucker went for.
I know.
In the summer, 30 million.
Bruno Fernandes knocking him in for fun. You know what I mean?
I think Mandzukic is the one that everyone's we saying, weren't they?
Well, he's 33 and he's.
I know, but
playing.
as a stopgap.
Well, why not Zlatan then?
Because there's a difference between playing like in Serie A or whatever Mandzukic is.
Serie A is very slow, very defensive.
And being 33 and being 38 in the MLS. And let's not, people forget as well, I love Zlatan. I do, and we all do.
Bad towards the end.
But yeah, people have these road cynic glasses. You did the fan cams, Maka. You remembered all the times when people were like, Zlatan, man.
It's like when we were losing our mind over Rooney.
It should have gone.
Do you remember when, near the end, we were like,
don't know what you're talking
about. Going crazy. And it was like, it was unfair because we look at Rooney, like today we're talking about him and we want his missus to do in. We still got the Rooney's backs, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And like, though, rightly so.
Like, it was sad at that time because he was
he's had a conference call with the Derby lads.
Oh. Hey, lads, it's only about 20 miles down the road.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Lads, you're not supposed to get a car.
Oh, you're on about the drink driving. I was on about getting some work put in on the Vardys.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm
yeah.
on about what them motherfuckers did after.
Well, he's going to be their player manager in January, isn't he? I think he's not going to last there.
Well, he's going to have to, play some positions, isn't he?
Logic and common sense.
Yeah.
Mate, he'll end up at United. He'll end up being the next caretaker.
Do you know what?
Him and Phil Neville.
You can say it now. I guarantee between the end now and the end of January, someone's writing a Get Rooney Back article. Somebody somewhere.
No, that's already out there. No. Surely.
What's our goals tally going to be for the season? Six. I can only see 40.
At 7.
40 goals.
No, we'll get more than 4 eventually.
But here's the problem, right? You allowed Sanchez. Sanchez didn't work. But Sanchez was a guy that had scored 30-plus goals. Lukaku didn't work. I think we all can agree on that. And I think me and Adam in particular are pretty good about that. But that was a guy that had scored 27 goals in a United shirt. We allowed them lots of bounce. Fellaini would score us random goals. Usually very random goals. But he did score goals. We let all of them bounce. We couldn't keep hold of Ander Herrera. We didn't let him go. He wanted to go. I seen someone being like, he chose to let him go. No, he didn't. We let all of that go. And then we went, right, Marcus. Right, Anthony. And Marcus, Mason, put their blocks down and come over here.
Who made that call? Like, who made that? Was it Solskjaer?
I doubt it.
See, the thing is, it's either a call that he's made, knowing very well I've got the time here.
Yeah, so like I've got 5 years.
Very
and next year I'm getting.
I'm nice very comfortable in this because it's gonna hurt. Now. It's gonna hurt, but these lot are gonna be the benefit of it. And I actually think with Martial in the team, we're beating a couple of teams.
Who's creating the chances? The midfield couldn't pass fucking water.
Supply, demand. You can't expect
it's
the
just
strikers
that double
to do it all
on their own. Having Pogba and Martial out of the team.
You've got Andreas Pereira having more shots loss. Than our entire forward line combined.
The other day against Newcastle, it took him to run at them.
Right, here's the issue, right? Because he will run at someone. And he's, do you know what? As far as a technical player goes,
him and
Fosu
were my favourite.
But he has got the fucking decision making of a fucking dead frog. He's just got nothing going on upstairs, has it? And he's like, why would I pass?
I think he wants to try and play.
When I could shoot.
I think he wants to try and play quick.
It's just madness, isn't it? It's madness.
And he looks good when he tries to do things. But
do you reckon Fosu getting injured could have saved his United career? Because with how short we are in midfield, I reckon if he's putting in half a performance in training, there's a good chance to be like, fucking
I would be happy to see Sinfulsi.
I always wanted to see a midfield of Timbo in the six, Pogba and Angel Gomez.
I remember you saying on a preview once, you can't do that. It's not allowed.
Yeah, it's not allowed.
It's not allowed.
Not allowed publicly. So. Yeah. So but can we see that?
I feel a bit sorry for him as well, because he had them awful low moves, didn't he? Like, low moves at bad clubs, bad time for him, picking up injuries.
He went to Palace, and Palace was like, hey, this Timbo kid's good. Oh, you're not. How fucking good's that Wan-Bissaka kid, though?
So he loses his place, he goes to Fulham, who were doomed, and were just proper struggling.
Jesse Lingard got Birmingham, he did well for a bit.
He went Birmingham, Derby, Leicester. Yeah. Oh, funny enough, I was doing that dodgy commentating on that game. When he scored four goals, with the Chinese bookies.
It's a colourful life. You
have
need.
You never? So back in the day,
I think we should leave this.
Nah, I used to. It was a long time ago. I don't do it anymore. I used to have these people in my ear. I've told this story on the kickoff.
I think you need to tell council of this.
I've told this story on the kickoff.
People in your ear.
Yeah, yeah. So I'd have like a hands-free kit.
Right.
I'll tell them, father.
And I'd have to tell them like. I'd have to tell them, like, home team attacking.
Right.
Home team corner.
Yeah.
Home team goal.
Right. How the fuck do you get a signal?
Like, stuff like, is a phone call, like, not text.
Either way.
Yeah. And, I'd just do that. Get paid, like, 70 quid on my match ticket. Job done.
But you had to go and watch Birmingham versus whoever.
I went to Birmingham games to do that. I went to West Brom games. I remember seeing a good cup game between West Brom and Newcastle. I went to Birmingham under 23 games, Walsall games to do that. They used to ask me to do United games. And
confessions,
like, No, thank you.
That's not me.
And then I started doing all this shit at United games instead. What a belling.
There you go. Anyway.
And the rest they say is history.
But yeah, that's some real stuff.
Maybe we can get one of them headsets for some of the players.
Headsets?
Whatever it was.
Like they having JD. Like they having JD. Can I have a size nine?
Kick the ball.
On a number nine.
Breathe in.
Put it forward.
That'd be good, that.
I hate football.
I hate football too. We got Liverpool next as well.
I did love the picture of the Joker, always Ed Woodward. I did love that. I was pissing myself. Well done to
Sorry, I'm still in Rebecca Vardy's mentions because it's hilarious. Let me get another question for you guys. I enjoyed that little chat that we just had. Is Ollie, actually, this was the question I had for you guys. Is Ollie going to be here at Christmas? Because if you remember me when saying, even after the Paris game, and even when he got the job, I was scared that we'd be in this position of giving him the job, a knee-jerk reaction, and then by Christmas, we want to sack him.
It's emotion, isn't it?
And it's happening.
But sacking managers does not do a damn thing. Like, I've seen people saying, get Allegri in. Oh.
Allegri needs a lot more than what he's got here.
You telling me you Allegri, don't know
though,
Allegri
I saw Abdullah was like slagging that idea off.
He's right. Allegri's got a bit of a thing, not quite in the same level in terms of like one-on-one coaching, which Pep definitely has. So you got to give him credit for that. But he's got this thing where he's only ever been to very big clubs and successful clubs, except when he went to Milan that had just got rid of.
Finished 10th, didn't he?
Yeah.
It's like an LVG, isn't it?
He unravelled it quicker than fucking Mourinho in a bad mood. Like, it just went. I think it went to something about 3 months or something like that. Like, Allegri has only ever been at massively successful clubs.
He'd be okay if you brought him in a summer and said, here's 300 million.
I don't know if he would be.
But, like, no,
this
but
team
I mean,
so much work.
Not many managers are going to be able to come in the middle of a season.
Oh, you mean no managers are going to be able to turn this around?
I think you saw, like, there are some, obviously, Sakali bringing back in as caretaker manager might have that effect again. But, like, you do obviously get a little bit of a knee jerk from some caretaker managers.
Ole, director of football, move him upstairs.
Why?
I don't think.
I think he'll be good at that.
But you're guessing.
Based on what?
You're guessing, though.
Based on what?
None of us really know what
qualifications.
The only reason you do that, the only reason you move Ole upstairs is because you don't want to sack him. Because you're scared of the backlash. But I don't even think. I think now we're at a stage.
What credentials
has
he got for director of football?
There isn't. Look, we're at tipping point with the club and the fans now and the owners.
We keep saying this, though.
No, but, like, I think you hear fuck all from him. They say nothing. You hear these murmurs. He had emergency meeting on Monday. And he's got to an average game.
Stop following Indy Kaler.
You follow him if you want to know what's on the KFC menu.
Yeah. They didn't have an emergency meeting.
He asked someone for my phone number once.
Why?
And I texted him and said, yeah, don't give him that. Just don't give him that. Give him an email address.
Yeah. You go like, yeah, there you go. 999, ring it.
Edward Woodward. Edward.woodward at manunite.co.uk.
No, not him. Indy Kaler asked
him. Yeah, that's the address you give him.
Yeah.
Daily Mail.
Yeah, you know.
But I see loads of people saying that. Oli for director of football and bring Wenger in. Did you not see how Arsenal fans lost their fucking minds under Wenger?
Can't have Wenger in.
Yeah, exactly. Lost their fucking mind.
Blood.
Why did you bring a guy in that has clearly not won anything? What is Arsene Wenger going to do? Like, you can only piss with a cock you got, right? And we have got a fucking shriveled up fucking embarrassment, I think so, of a fucking peen arse in this midfield. That's the issue. The team is not good enough. You guys are a better team, watch what happens. It's our worst start since 30 years. Remind me who's in charge 30 years
ago. Is Ali the man, though?
I don't know. No, none of us know.
I'll take the history repeating.
I don't think he is, but none of us know.
89-90.
And that's the same way.
Win the FA Cup.
The difference none is, though, know, though, the difference is with I'll that, and that. People keep throwing this up about 30 years ago, and Fergie came to United with an amazing record.
Okay, but
Ole hasn't got that in the bank.
He broke up the old firm and beat Real Madrid.
Yeah, he did. People came, and you could see, like, this guy knows his stuff. His record is amazing.
He had four years before that critical point. He had 86 to 90, didn't he?
Right, three and a half years in when all of the Tara Fergie stuff was going on. What he did was irrelevant because Jose Mourinho was the best manager available and we still binned it.
I love that, seeing Pete Molyneux. I follow Pete Molyneux on Twitter. Who obviously made that that Tara Fergie, and he was tweeting about people asking for Ali out the other day, and I just found like
it's
crazy like how the world changes.
But look at what you can't. I'm trying to say is here what Jose did, and his CV and what he'd done in the past was clearly fucking irrelevant to what he did at United. What Fergie did at United was clearly irrelevant, and vice versa to what he did with Aberdeen has to be. But what Fergie did here. He came second and everyone must have been, we're in the mix now. This Scottish fucker's got it. He knows what he's doing. The next season we came 11th. You put someone going from second to 11th on a 2019 template and tell me to make it to Christmas because I'll tell you you're a liar. The next season we came 13th.
Well, Josie went from first with Chelsea to 16th.
Binned.
15th.
Didn't last till Christmas, did it?
Well, he didn't deserve to. I think that's the point, everyone. Everyone at the moment is using Ollie's demise to rewrite history over Jose Mourinho. And I think it's important to note that even Jose said he deserved the sack. And I think it was quite obvious he deserved the sack. Like, and I think at the moment, if Ole got sacked, it'd be because he deserved the sack. But whether he does or not, I don't know. Do we need to wrap up?
Yeah. People that are saying Fergie got the time, like you just said, because of what he'd achieved in the past. Why didn't Jose get the time? You can't have it one way for one and a different way for another.
I think he got the time because people behind the scenes saw... No, that what he was doing was working. And that's why I asked the same question about Ali.
He overhauled the entire club. Oh, yeah. He's tripled the number of scouts. Jose didn't do any of that.
Drinking club. Fergie was straight to club.
Fergie came in.
Jose's not here right now.
Got rid of Paul McGrath. Got rid of Peter Davenport.
Yeah, fan favourites.
Norman Whiteside. He got
imagine
rid of
if
him.
There was fan cams right now. This fucking Scotch prick.
So what,
Solskjaer fucking. Imagine him. Like,
what's
this Scottish prick now?
He's got the job on a technicality. Yeah, he must be a recommended
job. This isn't fucking Aberdeen, mate. This is a fucking big club.
Got the bad apples out.
You bring Robbo to the end of the season.
You and Gordon Strachan down here.
There's your comparison. Solskjaer's got rid of the bad apples.
I'd love if we could do that. Like,
the start, like,
you know, if
the retro.
You know, if Andy could actually act and he wasn't just is from his heart. Because that's why Andy's good, because when he talks from the heart, right?
Yeah,
if you could get people to act, yeah.
Yeah, it's the 17th of March, 1989. Yeah. We're here with.
I was there, Crystal Palace,
we'll
saying Fergie.
We'll film it on a camcorder.
I'll even admit it.
Yeah, take three of us to lift it, but we'll film it on a camcorder.
With the date.
Yeah,
the
and you could be like the.
All right, I'll get the DeLorean and we'll fucking go and do it.
Sounds like a plan.
I could get a DeLorean as well, actually. Right. My dad's mate, he does the comic.
And he will sort that out.
One that actually travels time.
I don't know, but we can work on it.
We're just. Finished?
I don't know, have we?
Yeah.
Al Qaeda.
How many is that? One word, Wally of the Week.
I am Adam O'Connor.
Rebecca Vardy.
Oh, hang on, no. Wally of the Week.
Keep me to it. Wally of the Week. What did you just say?
I said Wally of the Week.
Oh, I thought you said Wally
day
of the Week. Are we changing
what
it?
What day are we on?
Is it that bad?
It's Wednesday today, isn't it?
Yeah.
All day.
So between Wednesday and Wednesday.
I haven't really got one.
Rebecca
just have
Vardy.
One anyway.
Rebecca
don't
Vardy.
Don't tell me what to do.
I'm not really got. How can you not have a Molly of the Week?
Rebecca Vardy.
Gareth A. Davis.
Right, thank you.
Ashley Young.
No.
Right, go on. Right.
No.
It'll be 1 minute. Someone's trying to come in.
Who's yours?
I don't know. Woodward. Sorry.
The Joker.
That That was a great picture, by the way. Thank you to Barker Boom for sorting that out.
And don't forget as well, just before we go,
Harrys.com/devils.
Get your get your shaving trial set from Harrys. Harrys.com.
It's mint.
Check me out on Instagram.
If you see me with a clean shave tomorrow, you know why. I got excited with my Harrys.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, guys, thank you for tuning into the podcast. Make sure you're liking, sharing, commenting, subscribing. Make sure you're reviewing us on iTunes, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Spotify, all that jazz. Make sure you're following Andy Tate on Instagram. Make sure you're checking out our kid over there on
Shepherd Paddock.
Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and all that jazz.
Porn up
as well. He's got a new one on there. Jay at RFFH.
Mancunian Swordsman.
It's a good name, that. It's a good name. That.
Big healthy. J, that's his.
Big J, that's a...
Not porn up one.
That's a good one as well. What would mine be? The Big Mac.
The Big Mac. Oh, he fought that one before.
Yes. That's it. Guys, thank you for watching. See you later. Stay safe. Podcast Network.